You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Priya Khosla episode from the Rip Ride podcast. My favorite part of her interview was talking about the ins and outs of her OnlyFans account. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, Priya.
What's up?
Thanks for coming. It's been a minute. Oh, yeah. Your mic too.
Do I have to hold it up?
Yeah. Okay. I'm still, my setup is still, I should get condenser
you
mics.
You can just get a little mic holder.
Yeah, here. I have one here, but thank you. But I haven't, upgraded. Okay. I got a new camera.
Nice. Yeah. Upgrade.
How you been? It's been a minute. So the last time you were here, it was, I have to ask about the Rip Ride podcast because that's how we all linked up, right? Yeah. And then Andy was here. Mm-hmm. So what happened to that? Are you all still doing that?
No, we stopped doing that like 2 years ago. So I can't remember like how deep in maybe a couple of months when we started doing that, he came on to yours, I think.
Yeah.
So we came over here and did that, but yeah, he like was on drugs the whole time.
I didn't know. I thought he was sober. I thought he was sober.
Dude, I did too. Everybody thought so.
Yeah.
It was like pretty.
Shout out to Andy.
Up.
I still love Andy. You know the best.
Well, you
the
do.
Best wishes to Andy. Yeah. Well, you have a different because you guys are together. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he's like a piece of shit, but yeah, anyway, so we broke up. I broke up with him and then we just stopped doing the podcast. So.
Okay, but how many episodes did you get through?
Vinny, how many? Like
27 episodes.
Yeah.
Did you had Edward Furlong on one of them too?
Yeah, he came on one.
And because I'm a huge fan of his.
Mm-hmm. He's super cool.
He was in Terminator, second Terminator movie.
Yeah.
American History X,
mm-hmm.
Little Odessa. I don't. That's kind of a
I've
sleeper
never seen
with
Tim
Roth. He was in quite a few of some heavy hitting movies.
Yep.
Very handsome, very handsome.
Back then.
Back then. What do you mean? It's still not the same.
Got a little downhill since then. But.
Yeah. So, So the Rip Riot, so that's no longer going on, and no. Then you moved on, and then you're mm-hmm. kind of doing your own thing now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really, like, do anything now. I just,
what do you mean?
I don't know. I don't do podcast stuff. I don't do, like, YouTube. I don't really, like,
Yeah, but you're doing, but don't you, like, because I have a fan, I have a couple fan questions. Let's get these out of the way. Yeah,
that's, like, so weird that you have questions for me.
Is my Patreon, and one specific patron asked to ask you a couple questions. Okay, this is shout out to one of my patrons, Jay Unidos. If it's not too late, could you ask Priya about hanging out in the SF skate scene for all those years? That's question one.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun.
And what year was this?
Probably like 2014 I started skating, and then... Uh-huh. It was only like 4 or 5 years. I think I moved in like 2019. So mm-hmm. yeah, that's where I met Andy actually at the skate park.
Oh, at the skate park.
Yeah, Potrero. So, and
shout
then,
out to Potrero Skate Park. Yeah, is it still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was super fun. Mm-hmm. That's like pretty much where I spent all my time.
How old were you back then? Like, do you remember when you started skateboarding?
Like 22 or 23. I'm only 29, so like 22.
And then how did you get into skateboarding?
I don't know. I just always wanted to skate, and like nobody would ever help me. And then
did you watch a particular movie? Because certain people seen certain movies, like Back to the Future or something.
I don't know. I grew up in Orange County, so like I had a lot of friends that skated, but just none of my girlfriends skated.
Oh.
So it was always just like guys.
So this is before Alyssa Steamer even skated.
No. Well, like when I was a kid, I knew who she was. Like I used to play like Tony Hawk Pro Skater on those games, and I would fucking do that like all the time. Like I thought it was cool, but like I could never skate. Like I'd hang out at the skate park like when I was a kid, but I just never
just to chill.
I was like a little like I don't know like elementary school, middle school. Yeah. Like, I'd hang out at the skate park
and then you would just chill and just watch him.
Yeah.
And then when did you decide to go to the skate shop and be like, I want to get a board and all that?
It was when I met Andy, because he, like, I met him the first time I went to Potrero, and then I, like, told him I wanted to learn how to skate, and so.
Really?
Yeah, I was, like, too embarrassed to, like, skate during the day, so we'd go there at night in the dark, and I would ride around, yeah.
So you were doing transition and just...
Yeah, there was, like, it's more, like, transition, it's not, like, a street. Park.
So yeah, there's bowls and coping and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, so I was just, like, learned how to, like, roll around and kind of learned how to skate that park a little bit. I could still skate that park, like, okay.
You could still skate. I mean, you're rolling around and cruising. I mean, that's skating. I mean, what do you think now that it's, like, in the Olympic? The Olympic Games just happened and skateboarding was a part of the Olympics.
Whatever. I don't know. It's cool. I don't know. I don't really care. Like people get like upset about it, but like I don't care. Like,
yeah. Shout out to Origami. He brought home the gold. Yeah. It trips me out. I'm just like, whoa. It's like a
you
sport.
Think it's crazy? Or
yeah. What? I don't know. I'm kind of mixed feelings.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, because back then, like, because I'm a little older. Like when San Diego, it was like there was only. All the misfits and outcasts skated.
Like
there was only
weirdos.
Like a handful of people
mm-hmm.
in my high school that skated. Like literally,
now it's like jock skate and stuff. Now it's crazy.
It's more like athletic. Like you know, like mm-hmm. where they're training more as back then it was more like they're in back of a grocery store mm-hmm. skating a curb or something.
Yeah, and like people's. Like their parents want them to skate and like
to
like
train
training them.
Them See, I don't like that. Even that term, not like training.
Yeah.
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 I still, you know, it's like it's harder now. Like I feel the impact. Like I feel just like ollie or something or just rolling. I'm like, oh, like my bones are getting a little kind of like weak or something. But
I mean, you're getting older.
I am
How
getting
old
older.
Are you?
My
bones hurt, and I'm only like I'm not 30 yet.
Yeah.
So
were you around during the EMB days? Like, did you skate EMB?
Okay. No, that was like the 90s.
Oh, that was the 90s.
I was a baby.
Okay. The next question Jay asks is her favorite skate spots.
I like Potrero. Now that I'm down here, I didn't ever skate like street skate spots, like random stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I just like, cause I can never skate good enough to like, I like smooth
transitions.
Smooth stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I don't like, like rough DIY stuff. I can't skate stuff like that. So just like smooth, I like skate parks with bowls and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like there's one Alex Road skate park in Oceanside.
I know, stuff like that. Yeah. What about Venice Beach?
So I've only been there once, and that was when I was like first learning. So like at that point, I couldn't even like drop in and
really.
But I mean, that one's cool. Go back and skate it.
So now, are you just do it for recreation, just for fun and stuff, just like just cruising around?
Yeah, it was cool like in San Francisco because like you'd skate to like get places, and like skating around the city, just like that in itself was like so fucking fun.
Yeah,
like you didn't even have to like be at the skate park, just like leaving your house and skating around to like go do whatever was like fun.
You just go 7-Eleven or something.
There's skating through the street and like cars and shit and like going down hills. Like I used to try to like bomb hills and like I'd never learned how to like power slide or anything. So I would just go straight.
Right. So you would just haul ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of hills in that stuff as well too. I mean, they have gnarly hills.
Yeah. I used to live on a Greenwich Street in North Beach and. Mm-hmm. That fucking hill was so steep. I remember me and Andy got in a fight one night, and I always like before that I would try to like skate down the hill, and I like never did it. But like we got in a fight, and I was just like, "Fuck this!" I grabbed my board, and like I left, and he's watching me in the darkness just get on my board from like all the way up the hill, and I just like fucking made it to the bottom, and I was like, "Yes!" Like. Fuck yeah. And he was probably she's gonna die right now, but like I made it and I was like, yeah, fuck him. Like
did you get an adrenaline rush from that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
And then so you're not podcasting no more? Like
no, I just do OnlyFans. I just like
all right, yeah, because I wanna ask you about that. Not detail, but like
you can if you want.
Yeah, it's just fascinating to me that we're that's dope for you. You could chill. And then you have to, how much interaction do you have with these dudes that are signed up? How much to sign up for that? Because I don't know how that works.
I mean, so my monthly thing is $15 a month. And then...
Minimum?
Well, when you first sign up, it's only $3.
Yeah.
But then they, like, people want to stay subscribed and then it goes up to $15. But,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, I talk to people on there. I started, like, having to network with other girls because, like, you're following... Like, my following on social media, it's not that big. Like, I only have, like, 20... Yeah, but, like, it's hard to, like, grow now on Instagram, so I kind of have the same people that follow me that have always followed me.
Right,
so,
right,
like,
right.
I've kind of burnt them all out on my OnlyFans shit.
Yeah.
And so I had to, like, start networking with other girls that do OnlyFans and, like...
How'd you meet them?
So we're all on Telegram, this like app.
Wait, what's
dude? It's like it's this app. So there's like all these groups for girls on OnlyFans, and like we all network and like.
Can I wear a wig and pretend?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll add you to all the groups.
Okay, so it's called Telegram. And so is it a social media network?
It's really fucking weird. Like it's hard to figure out. So you have to be invited to these specific groups and then.
So it's like back in high school again, like the cool kids have to invite you or something?
It's really weird to explain. But like there are these groups that you can join and then you can just, these girls like post their flyers. So you can buy followers. From girls.
What?
From, or subscribers for OnlyFans.
How does that even work?
Sorry, so this Pepsi.
Well, hold on.
I can't stop burping.
It's okay. Yeah, it's the Pepsi. I'm trying to find out the technical aspects. So
yeah.
This platform allows you to kind of...
There's like all kinds. You can buy promo.
Gather their followers.
Sell promo. There's coaching groups.
What do you mean coaching group?
Girls teaching you how to be successful on OnlyFans. Like,
it's so there's tips?
Yeah, and you have to pay for it. Like,
give me like three examples of like things you picked up through Telegram.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot. So sexting, you have to sext. I didn't know this when I started
do?
Yeah, but dude, you hire sexters.
Why?
Okay, you have to hire sexters for your page.
What does that mean? Does it? Because I don't know what that sexters
okay.
mean. I don't know
so
what that means.
So you know what sexting is, right?
Yeah.
So, basically, you're sitting there. Okay, this is what I do. So, you send out a mass message to every single subscriber you have, and you're like, hey, I'm horny right now. You pre-make, like, 10 videos.
Even though, hold up, even though that's not genuine. Because you don't, feel that way. That's the thing. Hold up.
I do this all day long.
I know. But so there's
they all think I'm, like, the horniest slut ever. No, I do this all day long.
But this is just you're following a protocol. There's a method to
this
it.
This is the method.
Okay, keep going. This is fascinating.
Yeah. So you go, I'm so horny right now. It's okay. So you're like, I'm so horny right now. What are you doing? And then you get, like, a bunch of dudes sending you messages back because they think it's think it's only to them.
Okay, hold up. My next question is this.
I'm spilling all the secrets.
Be honest. How many penis pics do you get on the daily?
Oh my god, so fucking many.
Give me an estimation.
Like 200.
So you see 200 wieners daily.
Well, this is the cool thing. So, like, I don't actually have to look at them. So when they send it to you...
So you know, but you've looked at...
Of course, like sometimes I'll look, but you can... Okay, so it's blurred at first. You have to click unblur.
So, it's blurred.
Don't even unblur them. I'm like, oh, your dick's so nice. And I don't even look at it.
Hold on, but so you compliment them.
Of course.
Okay.
They want you to say that they have nice dicks.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical, all right? Check this out.
And I see the grossest dicks on
there. Okay, what if you click on one just out of the blue? You're curious.
Okay.
And this guy's penis... is that big?
Yeah, I've seen the really little dick.
No, but this is like that. Like, the whole thing is this.
Is that long?
Yeah. So this is the head. So
he's got
the shaft, and this is all you get. This is it. This is the whole thing. What do you say to that? Do you say, hey, that's nice?
You're like, oh, it's so nice. And then they're like, you're like, God, I just, it's such a nice dick.
Okay, hold that thought, because now a word from our sponsor.
My name is Little Ray, but you may know me as Raymond, man. The Stevie Weeby Show is brought to you by Lucy Nicotine, man. You already know they make the best taste of nicotine gum known to man, but now we're pleased to announce their new slim nicotine pouches. These puppies contain pure synthetic nicotine, but what does that mean? You get the same satisfaction you're used to, but without any tobacco at all, man. Trust me, I've been chewing Grizzly Wintergreen for about 45 years, but these pouches are made with coconut oil and gum that provide a soft, fluffy texture that enhances the flavor and doesn't dry out your mouth. Like chewing tobacco, you just slip this one under your tongue or your lip, but you don't have to worry about spitting anything out because there's no tobacco. Spit-free. They come in three strengths, 4, 8, and 12 milligrams. And there's three exclusive delicious flavors, man. Spearmint, mango, and cool cider. You might be wondering what my favorite flavor is? Mango. Lucy Nicotine was created to help nicotine users find a cleaner option. No more gross gums or bad tasting pouches, man. Go to lucy.co and use promo code Stevie to get 20% off your order of Lucy Slim Pouches or any other Lucy products. That's lucy.co and use promo code Stevie at checkout. And here's the part the lawyers made me say. Warning, this product contains non-tobacco nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, man. But you already knew that, so go to lucy.co and be sure to use the promo code Stevie for 20% off. Let's get her done, man.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're back. So you just complimented the Carmex micro penis.
Yeah.
The man that sent this to you on your OnlyFans. Yeah. And you're complimenting that.
Yes.
And you have to do that.
I'm not going to say it's gross.
Yeah. So you have to say, can you copy paste one thing that's nice and just to all of them?
That's what I do.
You do that.
I have a whole I have like a MacBook and I have like a whole pasty note thing, whatever that thing's called. So I have an entire list of responses.
Yeah.
And they send stuff and I just copy paste. So like basically once I send that out, everyone's sending their dicks, and then I have like a copy paste response. I go through every single one as fast as I can.
Oh my god. Yeah. How many do you have on yours?
Subscribers?
Yeah.
Like 25,000.
So hold up, man. Hold up. 25,000 penises.
Yeah.
That just want to get complimented.
Yeah.
This is the world we're in right now.
They just all want some love.
Just think about this world we're in, man. This is crazy, man.
I know. It's crazy.
So these cats. Okay, let me ask you this. I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Why can't a few of those cats just say, oh, I'm just going to go on Pornhub and jerk off?
You know what I'm saying? So I think they just want like the interaction.
But you're not really
I am, though.
You are, but you are.
They don't know this. Now they do. Yeah. I don't think a lot of them are going to see this.
I doubt they watch the Steve Wiebe show.
I'll promote it, and then they're all going to be like, fuck you. You said my dick was nice.
All right, so we're just making this up. She really enjoys you guys, all the pictures that you guys send her. Tell me number two tip that you've learned from the Telegram
network.
Yeah, that you learned from these other gals doing
just
this.
Like a lot of just how to sex. I don't know. It's a lot. It's not just making videos and posting them and like taking pictures. Like it's like a whole business.
So what does that entail? Having a successful OnlyFans, what separates the girl that just sends lingerie pictures opposed to the ones that are giving a lot more than that, like doing videos and stuff like that?
A lot of girls like just post stuff and they think they're gonna make money, but you really like have to interact with people. That's like the main thing.
But aren't you worried about what if a dude really catches feelings, right? And he thinks that like this,
it happens.
Like how do you deal with that?
I don't know. It's like kind of being a stripper at a strip club kind of, where guys like, you know, they fall in love with you, and then like they want to talk to you every day.
Oh my god!
And it's pretty weird, but like I've gotten lucky. Like the guys so far that have done that have lived in like different countries. So I'm like,
so you have a dude in Sweden that's
in like Australia. There's one that's just like Brisbane. Fucking crazy.
He'd marry you. He put a ring on it right now.
Yeah, he tells me that. Yeah,
he would. I'm like, okay. He's got the house in Brisbane.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he lives with his parents.
Chilling. Chilling in love. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
So how do you deal? I mean, God, I can only imagine.
It's
so
a lot.
So can any female, if they wanted to, like, do OnlyFans? Like, could I do OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could do it.
Yeah, anybody can do it.
So what would be my angle?
I don't know. Whatever you want. Whatever you're into.
Think about it. Well, I'm being honest. I'm going to be honest. I doubt many females will sign up for mine. So.
Maybe. I feel like you'd have all the guys that watch this podcast signing up.
Okay, so, well, you said it. I was going to say it 5 seconds later.
Girls
you
don't said pay it. For porn.
So the dudes, only the dudes that sign up for Stevie's OnlyFans, can I just wear normal, like, cotton underwear? Like, what do I have to do?
You don't even have to do sex stuff. Like, people do OnlyFans that don't, like, do porn.
Can I play the piano, like, naked? Like, yeah, do I have to play the piano naked? Do cooking tutorials mm-hmm. naked? But
you
I
do
have
literally
to
anything you want.
But I have to show some. I have to show some kind of underwear. I have to show something, right?
If you want to.
Now, do... Okay, so the types of videos, is it, like... Because I've never seen them. Like, is it, like...
You've never been on OnlyFans?
I've had one. No, I haven't signed up. I haven't signed up. I've had proposals. Like, I had two girls say, Stevie, they reach out to me. Hey, I'm reaching out to Stevie. And this is through the Scissor Bros email saying, hey, I just wanted Stevie. Here's a free promo code to my mm-hmm. OnlyFans. I just, you know, if he wants to check it out, I would like him to check it out. But I didn't know how to, like, create the profile or on Google or whatever. I didn't know how to do that. I just didn't want to do all that.
It's kind of complicated.
Yeah. So have you had, what if a dude, like, have they tried to find out where you live? Like, because I had Sasha Grey on here, mm-hmm. and afterwards she was saying, like, she, you know, she worries about stuff like that as far as, like, you know, really protecting her anonymity and stuff like that.
She's, like, obviously, like, a famous porn star. I mean, I try to kind of, like, be vague about, like, where I live and stuff. Like, yeah. I, like, I say I live in L.A., but, like, I don't live in L.A. I don't know. My name's Priya, but there's, like, a million fucking Priyas out there. Yeah, so it's, like, I don't know. I just... If they want to stalk me, then I don't know. Like, they I'll figure it out then. I don't
right,
know.
Right. So that you haven't seen someone, like, outside your...
No. Fuck no.
Outside your house, like,
no,
hey, I'm here, you know? Because that'd be scary,
fuck
right?
No. Yeah. I would not... they wouldn't be happy that they came to my house and did that.
Right, right. Now, my next question, because I know... I'm going to relay this to Twitch, okay? Because I know people who stream on Twitch, right? They have moderators, right? Is there something like that with OnlyFans where you have, like... this other kind of layer of protection of, like, people, like, kind of scanning for trouble?
No, not at all.
You don't have any of that?
No, it's, like, it's just your own page, and you just talk to people on your page, and there's not, like, a moderator. It's like a...
Like, because they have moderators. I mean, this is, I don't know if this is a good example, but they do it because, like they chats, do live streams
like
and stuff.
Chatterbait and stuff, how there's a moderator. I'm sure you've been on... Don't lie.
No, I've been on Chatterbait. Okay, no, so I have been on Chatterbait.
You know how there's
I have
mods.
Been on Chatterbait. I have looked at
there's
it.
There's mods doing, like, whatever. I don't know. That shit's really confusing. Yeah. But, like, it's not like that. Because it's not... I'm not live streaming. It's, like, it's basically, like, a Facebook page for porn.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so,
a good,
yeah,
that's
so
a good
it's
analogy
not,
there.
Like... Yeah, I'm not like I only stream sometimes. But.
No. Oh, so that is an option.
Yeah, you can.
So, do you do it on Twitch? You could stream on Twitch?
I have before. I just play video games, but
oh,
you can't
so you do
get naked on Twitch.
Oh, I know. No, I'm not saying you can. I'm not saying you can. But you can just play games and just get a following that way as well.
Yeah, I don't really do it often. But
yeah. So, you're saying it's a full-time job. So, you're like, okay, so let's go a day in the life of you. Okay, so you wake up. What's the first thing you do? You make a cup of coffee?
I check my OnlyFans first, just like
first,
my messages.
Right
first
when
thing,
you get
right,
up.
Yeah, right when I get up. But like I was saying, like I have people that work on my page. So
you do have like what, like animators or graphic designers?
No, they're sexters. What? They sext for me.
What? Wait, wait,
they
wait, wait.
They sext
wait.
As me.
Wait, wait, wait.
They so I don't have to do it all day, dude.
So,
how am
wait,
I supposed
wait,
to talk to all
as,
these dudes?
Wait, wait, they pose as you. Wait, hold up. I'm trying to learn
so
something.
So they type.
They pose as you.
They're checking my messages, responding.
Who's they? Don't, is it a guy or girl?
Well, I have one girl and one guy. This guy lives in, like, Ecuador.
So
he doesn't even speak English properly.
Ecuador. Wait, hold up.
He speaks broken English.
So you have a fool in Ecuador doing mad work for you on OnlyFans.
He works from 4 a.m. till noon.
So how the hell did you meet this cat from Ecuador?
Telegram. Mama MILF.
So Telegram, Mom okay, I need to check this Telegram out. So is Telegram only for people on OnlyFans? Can I,
no,
hi, can I go
like,
on there for Instagram?
All kinds of shit. I don't know. Wait, for Instagram? I'm confused.
Well, I don't know what
so
Telegram's
it's like,
for.
There's groups for anything you could think of.
Right.
Like, so OnlyFans is just one little
one
like,
topic
part of
or
the
part of
Telegram world.
So Telegram is... an encompassing networking platform for different people trying to expand their fan
whatever.
Base.
Or just like people chatting or whatever. I don't know what else people do. I just use it for OnlyFans stuff. So
this cat in Ecuador, how did you screen him? Like, how do you interview this cat?
So there's this program that I got him through. This lady named Mama MILF.
Shout out to Mama MILF. Can I shout out the guy from Ecuador?
Yeah.
I kind of want to shout
his
him out.
His name's Leo.
Well, can I shout him out?
Yeah, sure.
Shout out to the homie Leo from Ecuador. Good job. You're doing a great job.
So, yeah, he works Lord on my page, and he just talks to guys and makes a lot of money.
So, okay, so this cat from Ecuador is posing as a female. Mm-hmm. You,
as
and
me.
he's putting in mad work.
Yeah.
So he puts an eight-hour shift?
Yeah.
And then who's the other gal?
So he comes back on at 5
yeah,
to 8
what are you doing,
p.m.
Man? This is top secret right here, man. Yeah, you're taking some pictures? Okay.
So
okay.
He does
all right,
he does 4 to noon, and then he comes back at 5 till 8, and then I have a girl that goes on 9 to midnight.
Damn, so you have a staff.
Yeah, so I kind of, like, all, okay, the people, I talk to people that subscribe, but only, like, guys that spend a lot of money.
So how many, what's the most a guy could spend on your thing, on your OnlyFans? Do you have a limit?
No, they can spend anything they want.
What's the most? 100 a month?
No, way more than that. So
wait, more than 100 a month?
Okay,
dude?
This is craziest one I've had.
Dude, that's a lot of money for some cats.
I know.
$100 a month.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's mad groceries.
They're spending like insane amounts of money. It's fucking crazy.
Okay, so I'm going to keep doing this game with you. I'm going to keep... Okay, so you tell me if I'm getting warmer. $250.
More.
More than $250 a month? Hold up. Let's keep going. $300.
Yeah, more.
No way. Hold up. You're blowing my mind. $350.
But more.
Dude, no way. Hold up. It can't be four.
Dude.
It can't be 400.
It's more.
That's too much money.
Oh, my
God. Wait,
hold
up. I'm not done. $450.
More, yes. Dude, they're jacking up. They're vulnerable. You can get all the money out of them.
I'm vulnerable. And I just go on X videos. I'm vulnerable all day long. I'm going to keep going. $550.
More.
Six.
So, okay, this
I'm not done. I like this. I'm going to work up there. $650.
Okay, yes. So that's what this guy spent in 30 minutes sexting. That's the most I've ever gotten one guy to spend.
Dude, I'm just breaking this down.
In 30 minutes.
$650 in a lot of states, that's rent.
Yeah, I know.
That's rent money, dude.
It's crazy. And that's one guy.
So this cat that's spending $650, you got to do something, Lily. You got to send some cupcakes to him or something. Or do something special, like how do you?
Well, so for that guy, because I know he spends like.
You could see there's different category like boxes of like.
It just gives you their stats, so I can see what they've each person spent if I just click on their name. So
he
like,
must be a million. I mean, he must have a lot of money if he could do that.
I'm not a millionaire, but I do like pretty well on there. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
We don't have to disclose the amount, but hey. Get your money. Get your
bag. Yeah, no, you know, it's awesome. I'm like,
I'm a little jealous. I have to admit, because I know but the thing is, if I was a female, let's say I look like, even if I look like a short, like Lucy Liu or even like a I'd be on there in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
I'd be in the bathtub. I'd be doing the bathtub. I'd be doing all kinds of stuff.
I know girls on there that make like 200 grand a month doing it.
Wait, hold on. I don't think I heard that
right. $200,000 a month. Slow it down. More than that, even. It's insane.
No way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's fucking crazy.
So, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
We're in a world where they don't even have to leave the room and they're making $200K.
Basically, yeah. I mean,
on their bed.
It's a lot of work, but $200,000 a month is like absurd. But yeah,
that's
they do it.
Absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, they're buying houses with.
Dude.
So that's
like,
crazy. But so you're making a good living. Mm-hmm. What else? Because. I don't think they realize there's work involved too. Tell me what other aspects are involved with keeping this successful OnlyFans up and running and going and successful.
Just like being consistent. You just have to like schedule everything. Like you have to just actually making the content is pretty annoying. I have to make videos all the time, taking pictures. I don't really like taking pictures.
How do you cause I thought about it. Like if I were to do it, do you like on with your iPhone, do you have the timer on it? Like the 10-second timer, then you do the POV, like you do the, then you like go on your bed and then you do the you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The
so doggy. I have like a little like tripod like this thing and then I'll just set up my phone.
And then
phone
you've done
it.
Stuff up here too, like where you have a stick.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Do that. What if you want to do, can you get creative? Like, can you go in the bathtub and do some like bubble bath, maybe some bubble bath pics and stuff?
I'm sexting drips in the tub.
Yeah.
Like,
and then
I make a bunch of videos in the tub.
I
do it like everywhere. I go ride dirt bikes and I'll take like OnlyFans pictures out there.
What, in your like lingerie or something?
Yeah.
That's creative.
I'll like go ride around and like basically naked or like just take pictures out there.
Yeah.
Desert,
like. Cause I have toys and stuff. Like I have sex. Do y'all implement that too?
Toys? I have so many. Vinny was at my house last time. So I have like a whole fucking room. I was showing him.
How many dildos, man?
So many dildos.
So, like, how many?
Who's the biggest thing I've
seen? Let's play this game. Okay.
How many
10.
Dildos?
Less than that, I think.
There's all kinds
7.
Of stuff. Maybe like, I probably have like 15 dildos, a bunch of vibrators. Like weird, like bondage stuff.
Yeah.
You
don't got a black butt like I do in my closet.
A black butt?
Oh yeah.
I think you told me about this.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah, like the whole torso. You got one too, Vinny.
Dude, give me a pound. You got one? We're in the club. We're in the same club.
I don't have a black butt.
Oh, I got a black butt with a vagina. Yeah, 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 and the butthole. Yeah.
I guess if I could use a strap on it, but I don't have a wiener, so I don't.
Yeah. So
black butt.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Yeah. Hey, dude. Let me tell you something. I haven't used it in a while, but dude, like the night I got my black butt, man, I got so excited. I squeezed the oil in it. And then I laid the towel down, and I tried to do it like where I'm on my back, but it got lopsided, and all the oil came on my back. I got so mad. All right, gross. We'll edit that out. So anyway, yeah, yeah. So man, this is interesting. So
God, my hands are all sweaty.
It is. I'm sorry. We're almost done. Wait, 30 more to go. Or 25 minutes. 27 minutes. We're almost out of here.
That was pretty fast.
Because if a successful guy does it, like a heterosexual man trying to attract women on his OnlyFans, you have to maybe look a certain, like you have to look like Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't think they're attracting women. I think that it's only gay guys spending on them. I don't know. Guys aren't really successful on OnlyFans, I don't think.
So there's not, females. There's not like a Tom Hardy looking cat who has like 100 OnlyFans women that are like, are paying to watch his videos?
I don't know.
So you're saying if I were to do it,
I
would be a hit in West Hollywood. I would be a hit.
Yeah. You should do it.
Break
out the black butt and make some content.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to think about that. So do you think I could maybe we should do an experiment. I'll do it for a month.
We could make an OnlyFans video.
Yeah, OnlyFans. Maybe
we'll put it on my OnlyFans.
I can network with you. I can network with you.
Okay, I'll promote you.
Okay, let's play that. Let's do this hypothetical out. Okay, let's play out this trajectory. Okay, let's say tomorrow I open up my account.
Okay.
And I'm asking you, you're like my coach.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell me to do in the first week to get patrons on my OnlyFans?
Make like a shit ton of content.
But no, that's really vague.
No, you need to make a lot though.
But no, be specific.
So that you're able to post like have enough shit to make like 10 posts a day for like 2 weeks so that you're set on that. Make a bunch of videos.
So are they pictures? Are they videos on my iPhone? What are they?
Both. Pictures, videos. Just stack up as much content as you can. And then just like interact with people. Learn how to sext. Learn how to make sexting videos. And
oh, so that's what I would have to do with my customers?
You have to talk to people. That's how you make the money. Unless you're like super famous like and people just like spend like crazy amounts of money on you. You have to like work. Like it's
so I would let's play this one out. So let's say I have my first customer. I'd be like, oh hey baby, I have Vaseline here.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna dab it in my butthole for you.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I don't know. I don't. So, but that's not me. But I would have to say
you gotta
that.
Pretend.
So it's, I have to pretend.
Like that's like okay. I'm not like a. Oh, I don't know.
So
like
I would have to use the words.
Super stinky, horny slut, but I just act like one.
So I would say, hey, baby, I'm craving your shaft.
Yeah, and then they send it to you and just be like, oh, that's the nicest dick I've ever seen.
Or
like,
then I would say, oh, I would lick it like a lollipop,
yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Daddy.
Yeah, call him Daddy. They
daddy,
love that.
You know, I was eating a drumstick and thinking about you, Daddy.
Yeah. That's perfect. It aggravates me too sometimes when I'm in a bad mood and I have to do it. I'm like, fuck this. This is
so
fucking annoying.
So like, I'm glad you brought that up. So do you have to kind of have like an outer body? You kind of have to like go outside yourself and kind of third person view it and like, okay, I'm doing this, but I'm not present.
It's just sometimes they just get super annoying.
Like in what ways?
A lot of guys just don't want to spend, so you kind of have to weed out the ones that are just wasting your time. That's like a lot of the work, actually, is just talking to people.
How do you weed them out? And what does that
when
entail?
When you start sending them, you send them locked messages of like videos. You start sexting, start sending locked
messages. Well, what is a locked message? Let me write that down.
They have to pay. They have to pay to locked see messages. It.
Okay, lock
so
messages.
So you have to get them all horny, make sure they have a boner, make sure
they're
touching their
dick. Oh, it's kind of blurry.
And then they can't see it unless they pay for it.
It's blurry, right? The lock message is kind of blurry. Yes. You kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, you'll like kind of tell.
Don't ask
like...
me how I know that. I just guessed that.
So never joined. You just got to get them going, and then they'll, most of them will start unlocking. If they're not, then they can, I just basically put them on mute and then
okay, so
look, the next.
I'm going to give you this. I'm going to propose this. You know how like at the strip club, like, you know, there's that Key and Peele sketch where that one, like Jordan's in there with a, like a can of like pennies and nickels and dimes. Are there people like that on OnlyFans where they're like, they pay the bare minimum, but they're trying to milk it?
Yeah.
How do you spot those cats out?
I mean, they just like, if they're tipping like a dollar or two, I'll just be like, thanks. And then I don't send them stuff for that.
You don't?
No. It's like $2. I don't know. I get like $1.20 from that.
Right.
It's just not like.
So these guys.
Know, they're like paying to see me fucking naked and put dildos in
my pussy
and stuff.
Yeah.
No, like $2, you're not like.
Yeah, right. So they. So I'm trying to find out the appeal in it opposed to like just going on a normal porn site. It's the interaction. It's like that, and it's the fantasy element. Like in their minds, they're like, I'm really having this relationship with her. You know what I'm saying?
I think
it's
the interaction. Like that's, I think that's why they're there. And like so many guys do it. Like it's crazy. So
like, are there certain guys, can you see what they look like?
Some of them show me.
No, their faces?
Yeah, some of them do.
So are there certain ones that, like, if you were to see them, like, oh, I'm surprised he's on here. Like,
I've seen, like, a couple
alpha
dudes that are, like, pretty, like, good looking, but I don't treat them any different. Like,
you've seen dudes that are, like, they're, like,
yeah, that
they
are,
look
like, good looking, but, like, I'm not just going to be, like, oh, you're hot. Like, here's, you can see shit for free.
So,
like, I'm not, like,
so you have all walks of
like
life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, like, the short dudes, the fat dudes, the skinny dudes, the handsome dudes, the buff dudes, the jock. You have everyone.
Mm-hmm.
How long? So, dude, so, God. So that's a great job. I mean, God, you can't complain. That's a great kind of, because you've worked normal jobs, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've worked in coffee shops, right? I've worked at Jamba Juice.
All kinds of shit.
And now you're kind of.
I get to work from home, too.
And you're doing
I want, really. Like,
right.
It's pretty cool.
How does the payment work out? Like, when do you get paid out?
Whenever I want. Like, so it just takes 7 days for the money to, for you to be able to withdraw it. So then you just click a button and it goes to your account.
So your checking or savings account is attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there how do they make their money? How does OnlyFans do
they
get take
20%?
They get 20%.
Yeah.
How long could you be doing only? How long could you keep this up and keep doing it?
I'm just
curious.
I want it, honestly. Like there's like I told you about that Mama MILF chick. She's like,
so there's
older
grannies on it.
I've seen really old people on there.
There's grannies?
Yeah.
Because I'm into the grannies.
Okay, well, they're on there.
I'm into
that. Yeah, like, however old, I don't know. Like,
I'm into the old. Past 60. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You like granny porn?
Oh,
for real?
Yeah, all day long. That's my favorite. What, you think that's weird?
Yeah, that's gross.
No, what are you talking about?
That's gross.
What? Hey, they're beautiful women. Hey, take that back. They're beautiful women, man. Take that back. Shame them.
No.
They're beautiful women. Hey, man. They're human beings, man.
Are you into
human
that?
Vinny.
You watch Granny Porn too?
Vinny, get on my side, dude. Black butt with the black butt crew, man. With the black butt crew, dude. Get on my side, dude. I gave you a Pepsi.
I'm going to crack this other one.
Vinny. Just wink at me if you're on my, there you go. He's on the same page as me.
Damn.
He's on the same page as me. So what grosses you out about that?
Granny porn?
Yeah.
I don't know. They just got, I don't know. Like old people are all flabby.
We're all going to be old.
And wrinkly. I just.
Yeah. We're all going to be old.
I don't know. They're
hey,
like
don't shame them. Don't shame that part of the. Don't shame them with that part.
And like saggy boobies.
No. You don't shame them. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. That's my cup of tea, and you know, that's what I like. Okay. So you know what'd be awesome? I just thought of this. You know, it'd be a dream come true. If I created an OnlyFans, and all my clientele
were just old people,
grannies. That would be heaven on earth. Wouldn't that be great?
Everyone has dreams.
Are you shaming my dream, dude? You're shaming my dream? Why are you shaming that? That's,
I mean, it, there's nothing wrong with that. Go for it. Yeah, do it.
This world is fascinating. You'll help me set it up. Now, if I were to do it again, do I need to go to is there lingerie for men? Like, do I have to get some silk undies too? Like Speedos, you know what I mean?
I don't think so.
So you're telling me I have to be butt naked?
I do get guys that send me pictures of them in like girls' underwear.
Wait, hold up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's fucking
what
weird.
What the hell? Really?
They'll be like, look, and then I'll see.
It's like,
you can see the blurred thing, but I don't open them unless I kind of see something weird going on.
Oh, that's some Buffalo Bill shit.
Yeah.
The goodbye horses. Yeah.
Do you know what? Okay, the weirdest guys on there, they want to come on their own faces or eat their own cum.
What'd you just say, man?
they're like, and they never want to fucking pay either. They're just like, do you want to see me come on my own face? And I'm like,
well,
no.
I've never even seen
that. Not
hold
really.
Up, man. I've seen some crazy videos, but I've never seen that video.
Sometimes I say yes just because I want to see it.
So what are
funny,
they?
But they never send it.
So
I'm
they,
like, fuck.
Let's play that out. So they're ejaculating. Oh,
remember
so.
Vinny? I told me that, yeah. This dude on a.
Wait, he was going to use it as spread? Sandwich spread?
I told him. He's
wait,
like,
hold up. Back up.
He's like, where do you want me to come? And he's like, I'm going to eat it. And I was like, I want you to put it on a sandwich and come on it and spread it and
then sandwich?
Eat it.
A turkey sandwich?
Or whatever. Just cum and bread.
Like
was my idea, but I guess you can put toppings on it if you want it.
Oh, Lord.
And so I was sending these screenshots to Vinny, and he was like, I was like, dude, I'm going to get this guy to eat a cum sandwich.
Oh, my God, that's insane.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe he should start OnlyFans, and that's his specialty.
Right?
Cum sandwiches.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you die? I mean, eating your own, like, I've never heard someone eating their own
sperm. Don't
you
eat, like, poop and pubes
no,
on your podcast?
No, we don't. Hey, don't shame Scissor Bros, man. We're a safe podcast. No, we do. We work with poop, but we don't eat it.
Okay.
We've done it in diapers, and I've smelt it, but we don't eat it. We don't apply it anywhere. Like we don't put poo like as our lip gloss or do weird stuff like that. Wow. So there's dudes out there that like put on girls' underwear
mm-hmm.
and do the Buffalo Bill thing, and they do. Do they send you? Can they send you videos? Like, hey, this is what
yeah.
I did for you.
Yeah, they do. But like they don't really pay, so I don't watch their videos. So, unless they're paying, like I don't open their shit.
So the most we already talked about $650. Okay, what if a guy like sends you 10 G's a month, just one guy?
That'd be nice.
I mean, but you'd have to do something more for that guy, right?
I guess it depended what he wanted.
Like,
but
let's say
he wanted
to fly you some. Well, let's say. Let's say he's a millionaire, like a multimillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's got like Elon Musk money or something. He's
and
like,
wanted to fly me there.
He didn't want to fly you to Australia, like to Sydney.
No,
first class though.
I would never meet up with anyone
on there
ever.
No, first class.
I don't care.
Well, this guy's a multimillionaire.
I don't give a fuck.
Let me finish.
I would
multimillionaire,
never.
Multimillionaire, Elon Musk money, billionaire. First class tickets.
Okay.
On Qantas Airlines.
Okay.
Boom! Right into Sydney, right near the Opera House.
Okay.
5-star hotel. All he wants to do is take you to steak dinners, like or take you to the opera and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Think about it.
I mean, there's no way that's ever gonna happen. They always want.
They make movies
fuck.
About that.
Like,
they make movies about that.
All right, maybe.
50
I
Shades
guess
of Grey,
I'd consider
right?
it.
50 Shades of Grey. It's about kind of about that.
I've never
like
seen that movie.
Well, it's about this, you know, like this really rich dude, and then he kind of like woos this. Younger intern lady or whatever. It's about a guy with a lot of money who could do whatever he wants and he like, you know, he scoops her up.
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. 20 G's a month. 20 G's a month.
But I have to do it every month or just one time?
Ooh, that's a good question.
And how long do I have to go for?
Ask me if I'd do it.
Of course you would.
I'll do it for 5 G's.
Yeah. You can probably do it for 500.
Yeah. And then you'll see me at LAX with a Band-Aid on my butt. Yeah, a couple Band-Aids on my butt. But that's 5 G's is 5 G's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that was... Anything else? Because we've kind of like talked a lot about this. Is there
like, hey, so, you're like, I'm not really going to ask you about OnlyFans.
Yeah, no. If someone else presented, let's say, like you met a cool chick or something, and like she's got a huge following like on her social media, and she's mm-hmm. like, you know, I like you. I mean, would you be interested in doing a girl podcast with me?
Oh, a podcast. Yeah, oh, I thought you meant an OnlyFans video.
No. We're getting off OnlyFans. We've been on it for 40-something minutes. We're off OnlyFans.
A podcast.
Yeah, no, like a cool chick, right?
I mean, maybe.
Like a homie, Like she skateboards too.
Maybe, yeah.
So you would be open to it?
I'm open to it. I just, I don't know. I sold all my equipment to Vinny, so.
You did?
But
Vinny would help, like, as far as the tech work, right, Vinny?
We were, like, considering doing something, me and Vinny, but.
Yeah, why don't you guys do something?
I don't know. I just, it's so far to drive up
there. I like that spot that I recorded. Didn't I do yours once?
In Long Beach.
What's that, pizza spot?
Pizza Nisa.
Yeah, I had fun there, man.
Yeah, that was cool, but. I don't know. I'd have to find like the right person. And
did you have Bam Margera as a guest too? Mm-hmm. Do you have an update with him? Because I know the reason why I'm asking, because I know they're making a new Jackass movie.
Yeah.
And I've been watching some YouTube videos, and like supposedly they're leaving him out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so what's going on? Have you heard any info on that?
He's like in rehab or something again.
Good for him.
I don't know.
Well, you know, just wish him the best.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's good. I hope it works, but, like, he's, like, losing his fucking mind. Yeah. But
so what's going on? There's something going on psychologically, right?
Yeah, he's got to have, like, crazy mental problems, but it's really sad, but it's, like, everybody's tried to, like, help him, and it just doesn't.
Yeah, that's the vibe. That's the vibe I'm getting. They don't show that on YouTube and stuff, but you kind of, like, can, like, you know, fill in the pieces.
Everybody's tried to help him so much. Because,
you know, Steve-O's probably, because Steve-O's sober, you know?
Yeah.
And he's probably tried to help him as well.
Yeah, they all have, like, so much, like.
A lot, right?
Yeah.
What's he like? I mean, is he cool? Like,
he's fucking cool.
He's like, cool, like, in person, because I've only seen him, like, CKY. I've only seen him in videos and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's fun, but I've only known him, like, I've known him a couple years. He, like, randomly came into, like, when me and Andy were dating, he just randomly called us.
Out of the blue?
Yeah, we didn't know him.
Oh, he wanted to skate.
Yeah, he just randomly, like, hit us up and was like, come to Pennsylvania.
What, really?
Yeah, so he flew us out to Pennsylvania.
He flew you and Andy out to Pennsylvania just to skate.
And just like hang out. So we ended up doing that.
How cool was that?
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
So is that when he had his crib out? Didn't he have a crib out there with the skate park and stuff?
Yeah, he has like the palace, and then he has like the house he like lived in then.
Mm-hmm.
And because like I grew up watching Jackass and stuff. Yeah. And like
CKY,
dude, and then
CKY.
He like took us straight to like the castle or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were like riding around on an ATV in like the backyard, and he was like showing us like everything there. I was like, what the fuck is even going on right now?
Right.
And then
how big was the spot? Was it like a mansion or something?
Yeah, it's like a really big house. And
what's it called again?
The castle.
Let me write that down.
So yeah, like we ended up doing that for like a week, and then he flew out to stay with us in San Francisco, and then he wanted to like move in with us.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
What do you think that's from? Is it the camaraderie because, you know, Andy skated for Anti-Hero?
Yeah, I think he wanted to like get back into skating. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know why he picked like Andy.
Yeah.
But
you know, maybe because of Andy's style of skating, he's gnarly, and you know, Bam can get gnarly. Like,
yeah,
you know.
I honestly think he just wanted like a crackhead to hang out with.
Really?
Yeah. It's true. It's fucking true. Like, he wanted a crackhead to hang out with.
Or he just wanted, or just a crazy dude, like a crazy, another skater dude.
Exactly. Because
like,
he used to have, he had Novak, and then Novak got sober, and then I don't know why. Because Bam gets these ideas and, like, gets obsessed with them. And, like, I think that's kind of what happened with Andy. And then we kind of, like, he wanted to move in, and, like, he was there, and it was just, like, fucking weird. And then, he ended up, me and Andy broke up in San Francisco. I, like, got rid of that apartment. I moved down here.
What year was that?
I think 2018.
Okay.
Or 19.
That sounds about right.
And then, And then...
That was hard for you, but wasn't it, though?
No.
Okay, but you all were together for a minute.
We were together for 6 years, but leaving him at that point, that was, like, it was great. Like, I felt so good doing that, finally. Like, because I had, like, broken up with him, but I'd always keep my apartment in San Francisco. Yeah. But I'd, like, move back down here.
Right, right, right.
Kind of be, like, holding on, kind of. Yeah, no, and
the thing is, like, with, because I know how that works as far as, like, being, like, in a relationship with an addict or someone with alcoholism. Like, there's a thing called, like, CODA and, like, codependency. And there's things that happen that you need to work on, too, just being in a relationship like that.
Like, I was, like, probably enabling him. Like, I was living down here, and I was letting him live in my apartment there.
See,
like,
a lot of that, like, that kind of thing happens, you know what I mean? Like, my mom, I mean, this is along the same kind of, like, storyline, but, like, my dad passed away. But when my dad, back in the day, as like, when we were kids, my mom used to, like, enable him, like you'd get the beers and, like, put it, like, put them in the freezer. And then get the tomato, you know, because my dad liked drinking bloody beers and stuff. She would get the Clamato or the V8 and put, you know what I mean? And then she was basically enabling him to continue that behavior. So you can kind of relate to
it
that.
It was like kind of like that. I was always trying to catch him. Like,
oh, like,
I didn't, dude, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know.
But they're very sneaky. So, like, addicts are, you know, they're like masterminds with that.
Like, it was all my energy was basically going into, like, making sure he wasn't, like, lying about whatever he was doing and, like, kind of catching him and stuff. But I would never actually find drugs on him because, like...
But usually you deal with your gut feeling. Yeah, if you had the gut feeling, something... Yeah.
But I was just too, like, I don't know. Like, at the time, I just wasn't ready to, like, move on with my life. And then I ended up, like, finally just getting rid of that apartment and moving back down here. The motherfucker ends up in Huntington Beach, like, right up the street from me.
Oh, just out of...
In rehab. He's like, I'm sober now, I'm in rehab. Oh, okay, so then we get back together. And then he, when... This was, like, when Rip Ride started.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
he came on your podcast.
Oh, that's when all that was... That's when I met y'all.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
So he's, like, supposedly sober. So I thought he was doing good. Everyone thought he was doing good. I'm like, okay, fine. Like, this is crazy. He's actually sober.
Yeah.
So I'll try to, like, make this work. And then, the entire time he was, like, still doing drugs. So then
that was
basically, like, I was like, dude, I cannot believe this fucking happened again.
You probably did the best thing possible, like, just for your own health and your own, you know, your mind, you know, as far as, that's probably the healthiest thing you could have done.
Yeah, it was super toxic. Like, it was just a terrible
Because there's like, support groups and stuff as far as, like, the stuff that I mentioned, you know? Have you thought about doing that? Because there's other people that could relate to your story and, like... Because, like, you know, I know that there's, like, programs to help people,
not really.
On the other end of that.
I'm not, like, devastated about it. I'm happy that it's over.
Yeah.
And,
But you learn, like...
Yeah,
because you're in another relationship now, and then it's a lot healthier.
Yeah, my boyfriend now is fucking awesome.
And he's it's a lot healthier?
Yeah, he's, like, super cool. He's, like, really nice to me. He's helpful. Like, he's just fucking cool. Like, he's so nice.
Right.
And, like, it's, like, the complete opposite of the relationship I had with Andy. So it's, like, I don't know. It worked out fine. Like,
yeah, I went through a breakup, too, 4.5, 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just... Just, you know, kind of went
our
separate
way. Did you find the black butt in the closet?
No, the black butt. The black butt came after our relationship.
You got it after.
Timestamp that as well. Because we talked about the black butt. Maybe the first half of the podcast. Okay. But thanks for asking about that. No, and just to just to clear my side of the street. No, I had the black butt after my breakup. That wasn't around during my relationship with my ex. Okay. I'm half happy for her. She's doing her thing now. And I have to work on a lot of my my side of the street, you know, like, so. Time has passed. What'd you think?
Yeah.
Now
that
this is
quick, though.
This is the time that we I wanted to let's really plug your let's plug your website and Instagram and your OnlyFans. Okay.
So I keep getting deleted off Instagram.
Yeah, I noticed that. I thought like I thought like you like not ghosted me, but I thought you were like trying like to
blocking
like,
you or something.
Yeah, I thought you were blocking me or something. They keep I'm like, deleting oh, dude, me. Like, what the hell?
So
because you know you have to assume that because I booked you for this interview, yeah. And then a week before I'm like looking to just to solidify the date, and then it's like. Username unknown, and I'm like, what the hell?
So like they just randomly delete me, but I have these like Russian people that get it back for me.
Well, but so, like, who are these people though? Why are they doing this?
To help me get it back. I pay them to get it back every time.
No, the people that you don't know, the people who are doing reporting or whatever.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. They just don't like me, so all right, they report fine. Everything that I post. So
okay, but you have can we shout out these Russian homies?
Anti-ban pro Russia. They'll get your account back.
Doing a great job, guys.
Tell them I sent you.
Are they in Moscow? Shout out to Moscow.
I don't know where they okay. are.
Okay, so let's...
Okay, my Instagram. Yeah. So, dirtbag underscore P, and then if that one is deleted, it's peachy underscore pre. And then I guess I'll plug my OnlyFans.
Yeah, dude. Okay, we talked about for an hour.
OnlyFans.com
/
peachy underscore pre. Yeah, there's an underscore.
Okay, say it one more time.
PG just underscore pre.
Just say it one more time. Three times.
Onlyfans.com / PG underscore pre.
Okay, and then sign up today, folks.
Yeah, sign up.
Exclusive content with the one and only. And please sign up for my future OnlyFans. She's gonna coach me. She's going to coach me through my journey.
Yeah, it's going to be good. You're
going to
make a lot of money.
Yeah, I'll go to West Hollywood and I'll buy some silk underwear and whatever you guys need to get some my clientele. Yep. Ready to go.
All the grannies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can I give a shout to the grannies? So for my future OnlyFans, to all the females over 60 years old, sign up for my OnlyFans because I would love to have you. Was that easy? That flew by, right?
Hell yeah.
You know what? This was refreshing for me because I've never really asked. I never asked all these detailed questions about. I didn't even know like the insight.
People get like blown about away it. When they hear, but they're like, "What the fuck?" Like, there's this whole other world of like how everyone does it.
Dude, it's a huge business, man. I mean, that's some real money. That I mean, you're saying what 200K a month, and that's crazy, dude. Like, they make more than doctors and lawyers.
Dude, I know.
Like, surgeons, like, that's, like, way more than contractor, like, whatever, like, professionals.
I know, like, I'd have to go to school for, like, 10 years. To do like, that. Make this, and then I'd have all this fucking debt and shit. And
like, if you went to beautician school, you probably wouldn't be making even close to what you're
that's
making
That's what I was
now.
Doing when I started it. That's what I'm saying. I was in cosmetology school. I didn't finish because I was like.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
It's expensive too. This? And you're making way more than quadruple what you would have made doing that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Good for you. I'm jealous. I'm a little jealous. I'm a little jealous. All right. Thanks for tuning in for this episode. If you want to help support the content. Oh, let me make sure I got all the questions from my homie Jay Unidos. Okay. Also, when did she get into riding dirt bikes, before or after starting her OnlyFans page? Thanks. Okay, that's the last question. We'll get going.
Probably around the same time. I just started riding dirt bikes last year.
That's dope. So you got your own setup like
I have a CRF 250. I'm trying to get a
legit. That's a legit.
Yeah,
bike.
But it's not like I want a 450 because.
What are the differences? That's like the newer model?
It's like a bigger engine. They go faster. Like, there's more power, I guess. Yeah. Like,
and then where do you go? Like, do you go to the desert and shit?
I go out to Beaumont, Silverwood Lake. It's like the back side of Arrowhead.
Damn, dude.
So
that must
I
be
like
fun.
Trail riding. It's fucking really fun.
Dude, you been to Lake Arrowhead?
Is that, are you referring to Lake? Trails like near it. I don't think I've ever been to the lake, though.
Dude, check this out. Because me and my ex went there. Dude, there's a gate that... there's a gate. It's only the people that have their houses and their boats. They have exclusive. you know, access to it. So no one on the outside could go in there. It's like a private lake. I didn't know that. But we snuck in there one night. And, dude, we swam. We swam. And then we're, like, hanging on their boats and stuff. And then, dude, they let loose these dogs. So, like, it was, like, completely dark. And we're, like, swimming. We snuck in the lake. And then we were, like, go get him! like this lady like let loose her Doberman pinchers, and so it was like a movie, dude. Like we were like running, but yeah, don't go to Lake Arrowhead and don't try. It's a private lake, or you can't just go in there. Okay, all right. If you want to help support the content, go to patreon.com/stevieweeby. If you want to get any kind of, do you have a website?
Peachypre.com.
Okay, let's
peachypre.com.
And then what could they?
Go to peachypre.com.
The t-shirts, what do you got?
Oh, I don't have any merch. Oh, so.
Just go there, though.
Yeah, just go. On yeah. Follow me or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So go to www.stevieweebyshow.com. Just know that the orders will be a little bit delayed because of COVID and everything. Instagram.com/QUANGOU. Oh, youtube.com/scissorbros. New episodes dropping every Friday. Okay. Stevieweebybandcamp.com. And then I do have a P.O. box. Go to 14 if you want to send any packages or mail or whatever, send your packages and stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. box 1391, LA, California 90093. Dude, it was an honor having you.
Hell yeah.
The best of luck to you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're killing it. Peace. My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Today, don't give it away, the pitch and the praise, the raise. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of thrones delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, lift this way, can deal with shade. His fate is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock. With a gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you and give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.